I also want to share with you a email I got as I was getting ready to come to the show this morning. This is kind of cool. I got a email overnight from this woman who had a problem that she says no one's able to figure out. And those things always intrigue me because when I see that in the subject line or in the first line of the email, I go, well, let's see what it is. And she goes on to describe this situation where she lives in this house, and she luckily she gave the necessary clue. House was built in 1927, and evidently where it's at, she didn't say what city she's in, but she's on a city sewer, and she has this horrible problem, or they have a problem where the sewer department is coming out, and for some reason they're having to vacuum out the lines on a somewhat regular basis. So that tells you that the sewer's getting clogged up. It's an older sewer, whatever. But when they come out to vacuum the lines and try to clear out the main sewer line out at the street, she gets this horrible odor in her house. It suctions the water out of her toilets. She just has all these nightmares. And nobody's able to tell her what the problem is. She says no one's been able to figure it out. And she says, you know, they tell her that she just has to live with it. So she didn't know what the problem was. Well, it's simple. I mean, it reminds me once again of a line in the Napoleon Dynamite movie where Kip, there's Ryan shaking his head, man. He's going to become a believer one day in Napoleon. I'm actually buying you for your engagement party a belated gift. You're going to be wearing a shirt that says "Vote for Pedro, man." And so anyway, it was in the movie where Uncle Rico says to Kip if he knows anything about cyberspace and he wants to see if he could find him a time machine. And Kip says, "Easy." You know, so that was my thought. I thought, this is an easy answer. And what it was, it's really simple. It's this lady in her house, she's got every single one of her vent pipes in her house is clogged up. Because what happens is when those sewer trucks do start to attach a suction to the sewer line, they have incredible suction power, just like your vacuum cleaner. And now, if your house is if between the point where the suction is applied and where the clog is where your sewer tap is, then it's applying suction to your sewer line. Okay, now, if your vent lines are open at the roof, then it's not a problem. I mean, all kinds of water or all kinds of air starts rushing in to your vent pipes at the roof. And if it's sized properly and if it's not clogged up, if it's a 3-inch or 4-inch pipe, believe me, it'll take as much air as needed so that you don't siphon out any of the water in any of the traps. But that's her problem. And I'm actually kind of surprised that nobody, she just must not be talking to the right people up there, because that's not rocket science, that particular answer.